Mike Zweifel here on WEKZ AM 1260 and FM 95.5 in Monroe. Pleased to be joined here today as we head out to FHN for our monthly chat. When today we're pleased to be joined by Chief Operating and Chief Nursing Officer with FHN. Kathy Martinez is back with us here. Kathy, good morning. Thanks so much for taking the time here.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, it's kind of a fun time of the year because a lot of folks are getting ready to set goals come January, but it's a time now to reflect on 2021 and kind of a little update here from FHN. And well, as we know, we kind of start with the last couple of years, 2020 and this year have been, well, interesting to say the least. What are some of the high points, though, for FHN from your perspective over the course of the last year, year and a half?
Well, you know, it takes us a little bit of time to think of anything other than our pandemic. So, but it is a great time to think back. We've had the ability to open up our new office location, the Joe Davies Family Health Center out in Stockton, really focusing on team-based care. We've brought forward some new providers, a couple to name Dr. Sarah Beeves, who's a new pediatrician, Dr. Lee Sessler, who's part of our women's health line, Valerie Fouts, who is a new nurse practitioner, and many others within our hospitalist department as well as in our office practices. We've also been able to present at a national conference to really highlight quality outcomes that our team has continued to demonstrate despite the challenges of the pandemic. And recently, we've been able to celebrate Steve Harwiger, one of our nurse practitioners, who received a Patient Safety Champion Award from the Midwest Alliance. He was nominated out of a large group of individuals, and again, just demonstrating some of that quality that has not changed despite the challenges we've encountered over the last 21 months.
Yeah, it seems like every time you go somewhere or whoever you talk to, the pandemic always comes into conversation, and it's taken a toll on a lot of us. Now, speaking of that, what have been some of the most challenging aspects of this pandemic that you guys have faced?
I think some of the challenges is really we've been faced with supply shortages, et cetera. That's things that we've not really encountered before. So thankfully, we now have enough PPE or personal protective equipment for our staff. But as you may be aware, we've been looking for crutches donations because there's a shortage of metal, so you can't get things such as crutches at times. I think, you know, one of our main challenges has really been our staffing. You know, our staff have demonstrated their commitment to our community over time, but we're really challenged with that workforce, as well as, you know, different external stressors that are adding to the workforce. And then most importantly, I believe it's really communication and effective communication. I don't know that we can communicate enough, you know, where we're at as a healthcare organization. Today, we have 32 positive COVID-19 patients in the hospital setting, and our census is 84. That's a high census for us, but that's also a high rate of COVID-19 patients, and that really taxes the system, so to say, from a staffing perspective as well as supplies, as these individuals are extremely sick.
Kathy Martinez with us here, Chief Operating and Chief Nursing Officer, FHN. Obviously, some of the things we've gone through, we'd rather not relive, but let's shift gears here, just talk a little bit of positive here, Kathy. Is there something positive? Is there something rewarding that COVID-19 has kind of brought to FHN?
Oh, definitely. You know, we always look for what is the positive out of any situation. I think our incredible team members demonstrated their commitment, their flexibility, again, their commitment to our community. We also, as an independent organization, really have been allowed to make decisions and move very quickly. We've been able to demonstrate, you know, our agility and put in new processes that we will be keeping permanently at FHN because they've either been more effective or improved efficiency.
Now, Kathy, obviously the pandemic is going to be with us here for a while here yet. Do you think it'll continue to be a primary healthcare challenge going forward? I don't necessarily want to say long term, but in the foreseeable future here?
Well, I think we're going to continue to face pandemic or endemic eventually for quite a while. And I do believe no matter how long the COVID-19 lasts, we have changed healthcare with a long-lasting impact or possibly forever.
What do you see as an important thing to remember about dealing with this pandemic as we head into the new year?
I think, you know, one of the things that we need to continue to focus on is trying to get people vaccinated. However, you know, just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean that you can ignore the mitigation efforts like masking and being careful in social settings. I think also just trying to really focus on where can you get that trusted information. You know, don't rely on what's posted possibly on Facebook in a site that's maybe not reliable. And just continuing to remember that it's going to take all of us together to improve the health of our community.
Kathy, just one more here on the pandemic, and I want to shift gears here, but you mentioned kind of the future of healthcare has kind of been changed here because of COVID-19. Do you care to elaborate a little bit on that in terms of what going forward will be or has been impacted that'll likely stay?
I think there's a few main areas. One of the important relationship buildings that we had is actually with the public health departments, you know, really gaining a better understanding on both sides of what each of the organizations are responsible for and really trying to figure out, you know, where we have that space where we integrate both healthcare and legislation. I think we also are looking at, you know, the future of telemedicine and how do we make it more convenient for our patients versus them coming to us all the time. How do we get services to them in their own setting? And then I know that we've focused in the past on wellness, but I think wellness, both mentally and physically, emotionally, is truly where we have to focus our efforts. And if we can focus on prevention and well-being, that will help us as we face some of those chronic diseases. And we've got to turn that curve around. And with some of the delay of care related to COVID-19, that's where we're chasing ourselves right now.
We're pleased to be joined here by Kathy Martinez, again with FHN, where she's the Chief Operating and Chief Nursing Officer. All right, let's shift gears here a little bit, Kathy. Tell us a little bit more about some of the achievements FHN has had during the course of this year. You guys have been awfully busy, and you guys have a lot to celebrate here.
We do. We have really emphasized the work of our Women's Health Department. So again, bringing on some new providers, both in the office practice as well as in the hospital. And we've moved our Women's Health Center to Burchard Hills and really are emphasizing that women's health as well as pediatric approach so that our moms and have that ability to move from one appointment to the next, especially when they have a newborn, to make it convenient for them. We have just finished a very exciting project within our cath lab. We have new cath lab equipment, cardiac catheterization equipment, which is state of the art. And we've also enhanced our surgical suites over the last year, again, making sure that we have the best equipment as well as areas to take care of our patients.
Kathy, what's ahead for FHN in 2022? I know you mentioned a lot here has been accomplished, but what's ahead now?
Well, we're really focusing on our interdependence across our organization, really focusing on that relationship between office practice, hospital setting, outpatient. We want to continue to focus on our transitions of care so that it's seamless for our patients to move throughout our organization, as well as we'd like to get back to some of the things that we really enjoy doing, such as our speaker series and the Women's Night Out, et cetera. So we're hopeful that 2022 will bring us some new opportunities to get back and be in with our community and celebrate with our community.
You mentioned the community. I know you guys are heavily involved and out in the community pre-pandemic, and I know you guys have been doing so during pandemic. What have you observed in the community over the last year that's really impacted FHN?
I think the willingness, again, to work together to really keep our community moving forward, the generosity of our community. I would say, at least on a daily basis, Mark Gridley, our CEO, and myself receive numerous letters from our community members that our team members have taken care of, praising and celebrating and thanking our team members for the care that they've given. And I think that, you know, we're really continuing to focus. I know we've got a strong relationship with the Greater Freeport Partnership and trying to continue to help the Freeport area grow and prosper.
Kathy, what are some ways people can stay up to date with everything you guys have going on or coming up at FHN?
Well, I think one of the great ways is through the radio coverage, and we thank you for always inviting us. I think, you know, the Dial-A-Doc radio interviews, our Insight publication, as well as our FHN Facebook and Instagram pages and our website at FHN.org really have a lot of information, as well as highlight some of the important team members that we have and some of the celebrations that we can have with our patients.
All right. Finally here, Kathy, I know we covered a lot here today, both looking back, looking forward. Any special holiday plans, New Year's resolutions for yourself here as we get ready to ring in 2022?
I think my New Year's resolution is really going to be focusing on the positive and you know, looking forward. I think we've had our heads down for 2 years now in healthcare, and this gives us an opportunity to make ourselves, you know, really put a new face to healthcare and a new way for us to serve our communities.
Kathy, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. I know you guys are extremely, extremely busy, but and on top of the mind here of all the members of the community. Thanks for giving us a few minutes here at Big Radio. We always appreciate it.
Oh, we appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Again, Kathy Martinez, our guest here today, Chief Operating and Chief Nursing Officer with FHN, our guest here today on WEKZ.